We continue now with lesson number 37 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shviyos. We are in the ninth perek, and we're going to be studying the second and third Mishnah of the ninth perek. Perek Tishii, Mishnah Beis, and Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Beis requires a bit of an introduction about the mitzvah of Biur, which we have mentioned several times, but this is the Mishnah which is the locus, the central Mishnah which discusses the law of Biur. We mentioned that the Pasuk says in Parshas Bahar, that the tevua which grows during Shviyas is open to all the animals, behemos and chayos, domesticated and wild. The Gemara understands, Chazal understands from this, that kol zman shechayo ocheles basode, behemo ocheles babayis. As long as this species is available out there in the wild, so that wild animals can consume this particular species, whatever it is, then you can feed your domesticated animals in the barn or your children in the kitchen from that species. However, once, for example, figs are no longer available out there in the wild, out there in the open spaces, so that those animals who eat figs from fig trees, cannot find them out there, then kalei levehem techoshe babayis. You have to eliminate the figs that you have stored up in your home for your animals or for yourselves and for your family. So therefore, if a person has brought in during the year of Shviyas, peros which grew on Shviyas, and he brought them into his house and he's eating them for months and months and months, and he's permitted to do that as long as that species, figs in our example, is available to the deer that are running around in the wild. But once there are no longer any figs on the fig trees out there, and therefore the animals out there have no figs to eat, then you're obligated to be mevaer, to eliminate all the figs that you have in your house. All right? What does it mean to eliminate? So here, there's a big machlokas rishonim. I've deliberately, until this point, only mentioned the opinion of the Ramban, which we'll review in a moment, because that is the prevailing opinion, and that's the opinion we follow la halacha. But I must, in the interests of full disclosure, tell you that there are other opinions much stricter than the Ramban's. I'm only going to mention two of them, and that is the opinion of the Rambam, of Moshe ben Maimon, and again review the opinion we already explained to you of the Ramban, Rabbi Moshe ben Nachman. Rambam feels that Biur means to destroy, to burn, to totally eradicate, as Uviyar Tohoro Mikirbecho, get rid of it. According to the Rambam, when the time comes, when kol olachayo shebesode, when figs are no longer available, whatever the hot time is, sometime in the winter, there's no longer figs on the trees for the wild animals. At that point, the zman habiur has arrived, and what you can do is keep three seudos of that species of figs in our example, and the rest of the figs you've got to take out and burn or throw into the sea or eliminate, destroy it. Be your chometz. You have to get rid of it. It's very severe. And the Ramban objects to that. And he says, Biur means to make hefker, to declare something hefker. And one of his proofs is, quote, I'm quoting the Ramban, Lo manu chachomim peros shviyas lo min hanisrofim velo min hanikporim. Chazal in Mishnayos, in various mesechtos, lists those objects which one must burn and destroy, or one which must bury and destroy. But it doesn't list peros as something which must be totally destroyed. And therefore the Ramban feels that the mitzvah of biur is that when the Zman HaBiur arrives, a person has to take his peros out of his house. Now, for example, take the figs out of the house once the biur has arrived, once the Zman HaBiur has come, and there's no longer figs out there in the trees for the chayos to eat. And he has to declare them hefker and say, anybody who wants these figs can come and get them. He too, personally, can say, okay, I declared it hefker. No one's shown up yet, or a few people have shown up, but I'm also going to take some of them back for myself. That would be permissible according to the Ramban. Most of the poskim, Rishonim and Achronim, follow the Ramban's opinion that biur means removing the item which is kol alachayim and hasode at the time of Zman HaBiur, removing it physically from one's home or barn or farm or whatever, declaring it hefker for all to take, and it's perfectly permissible for the owner himself, the owner of the farm himself, the householder himself, to go and reclaim that which he made hefker. And this is supported, this opinion of Ramban, which is what most poskim follow, is supported by a Tosefta, by a Braisa. The Tosefta is to be found in the 8th perek of the Tosefta of Shvius. And the Tosefta reads, Mishayesh lo peiro Shvius, vihigia sha'as habiur. The time of the biur has come for peiro Shvius. The figs are no longer on the trees out there. Quote the Tosefta, Mechalek mehem l'shcheinov l'krovov l'yodov. He can distribute them to his neighbors and to his relatives and to his friends. Umotzi umeiniach al beso. He can put it out in front of his house in the front yard, and he can say, quote, Achenu beis Yisrael, my brothers, Jewish people, kol mi shetzorech litol yavo v'yitol, whoever needs figs, come and take figs. Then he has some figs still around. V'chozeru machnis l'toch beso, says the Tosefta. He can bring some of the figs back into his home. V'ochel v'holech ad sho'o sheyichlu. And he can eat those figs until there's no more left. So this is biur, the way we follow it today. And we presume that's the way it was followed in long, long ago as well. And the G'dolei Achronim, whether it's the Pasa Shulchan, the Orach HaShulchan HaOsid, the Mishpat Kohen of Rav Kook, the Chazon Ish, they all follow Ramban. Now, our Mishnah tells us, Sholosh Arotzos LaBiur. There are three lands, three regions with regard to Biur. Yehuda, V'Eva HaYardein, V'HaGolil. Meaning, if you happen to live in the region of Eretz Yisrael known as Yehuda, and there's no longer figs to be found in your region, Yehuda, but there is still figs to be found in Eve HaYarden or Galil. You're in Yehuda, you have to follow with the situation in Yehuda. In Yehuda, no more figs, you've got to do biur. Or Eve HaYarden, you have apples in Eve HaYarden. And there's no more apples on the trees in Eve HaYarden, but there are still apples in Yehuda and Galil. No, Eva HaYarden must deal with the situation in Eva HaYarden. Yehuda, of course, is the region more or less around Yerushalayim, north and south and east and west of it. To some extent, Galil is the northern section of Eretz Yisrael. Eva HaYarden here is subject to Machlokas, whether it means Eva HaYarden Mamosh, the east bank, today Jordan, or it means Eva HaYarden, the west bank of the Yarden, near the Yarden, the Jordan Valley, etc. We'll just translate Eva HaYarden according to its usual meaning, which means there were Jews living on Eva HaYarden, and did Eva HaYarden have a requirement of Shvius or not? It's a discussion that I won't go into. But the conceptual notion here is very simple. There are three regions, and with regard to determining this Zman HaBiur for any specific species, for figs, for apples, whatever, you follow the situation in your region, Yehuda, Eva HaYarden, or Galil. The Mishnah, however, goes further and makes things a little more complicated, and that is V'shalosh shalosh arotzos l'chol achas v'achas. Within wheat, each one of these regions, there were three sub-regions, where also, if you lived in sub-region A of Yehuda, you had to follow the situation of the trees in your region A of Yehuda, etc. The Mishnah continues and says, with regard to the Galil, there were three sub-regions. Galil ha-Elyon, the upper Galil, the Galil ha-Tachton, the lower Galil, the ha-Emek, and the valley. What delineated these three regions of Galil? Mikfar Chananya ulamalo, from a village called Kfar Chananya and northward, Kol She'eno Migadel Shikmin, the region, the mountainous region of northern Galil, where Shikmin, sycamores, do not grow. They don't grow at such a height, such a mountainous region. They only grow lower down. That is Galil Ho'elyo. That is Galil Ho'elyo. That's one region, one sub-region of Galil. Umikfar Chananya Lamato, Kfar Chananya and southwards, Kol Shehu Megadel Shikmin, where sycamore trees do grow, because it's not so mountainous, that is a second region, that is Galil HaTachto. Utechum Tveria, the area around Tveria, down by the Kinneret, Ha'emek, that is known as the Emek, the valley. Uve Yehuda, and in Yehuda there are three regions, Hahor, the mountainous region of Yehuda, known as Har HaMelech, the mountains around Yerushalayim and thereby, there round about. That's one region. Hashefela, the lower region, south and the west of the mountainous region of Yehuda. Viho Emek, and the valley going eastward, En Gedi, until Yericho. These are the three areas of Yehuda. Yehuda, Hahor, Hashvela, V'ho'emek. Ushefelas Lud, Kishvelas Hadorom. The lower, low-lying area around the city of Lud has the halacha, as far as beer is concerned, like the south Shefela. As long as you can eat in the south Shvela, in Shvelas Hadarom, you could eat in Lud. V'hahar shelo, however, the hilly part of Lud, Kahar HaMelech, has the halacha of the Har HaMelech around the central parts of Yehuda. Mibeis Choron v'yad hayom, from Beis Choron eastward until the sea, is Medina Achas, is considered one region, and whatever the situation is in that region, that what determines the Zman HaBiur for that area of Eretz Yisrael. That's the simple meaning, the simple approach to this Mishnah. Obviously, there are all sorts of complications, both definition of exactly where we're speaking about geographically. We won't go into that here. You get the idea. There's sub-regions, there's regions within Eretz Yisrael. And with reference to Zman HaBiur, one must know in the region where one lives, what's the situation? Is it kola l'chayom and hasodeh or not? The Mishnah continues, Mishnah Gimel. V'loma omru sholosh arotzos. Why do we say that Eretz Yisrael is divided this way into separate regions? Very simple, says the Mishnah. Sheyihyu ochlin b'chol achas v'achas ad sheyich le'ha'achron shebo. In each region, you can eat until in that region, in your region, there's no longer that particular species available to the animals in the wild. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon disagrees with this notion that there's three regions and each of the three regions is further subdivided into three regions. He says, Lo omru sholosh arotzos elo b'Yehuda. Only b'Yehuda are there three sub-regions, Har, Shvela, and Emek. However, Ushaor kol harotzos, every place else in Eretz Yisrael, the Galil and Eva HaYarden is Kahar HaMelech. You look and see what the situation is in the mountainous regions of Yehuda. And if peros are still available in the mountainous regions of Yehuda, and even though you're living in Galil and the Hayarden where it's not available, you still follow the Har HaMelech, the mountainous regions of around of Yehuda, of the region of Yehuda. When it comes to olives and dates, when it comes to olive and dates, all three regions are like one. Meaning, you can eat anywhere in Eretz Yisrael this particular species, as long as anywhere else in Eretz Yisrael, wherever, Yehuda, Galil, or Eva Hayarden, there is that species still available. So if there's olives available in Eretz Hayarden, and in Galil there are no olives left or dates left in the trees, nevertheless you can be somech upon what's happening somewhere else, wherever it is in Eretz Yisrael. So this is the simple meaning of this Mishnah, these Mishnayos Beis and Gimel, as far as regions are concerned, to determine the Zman HaBiur. And so we have completed lesson number 37.